Saga Egmont presents Santa Maybe by Mary Jane Baker and read by Sarah Durham. Chapter 1.
Excuse me, do you have any splattertrons?
Elodie Martin was creating a display of Marvel action figures to entice customers into the Martin's Toy Kingdom superhero section. She finished positioning Hulk in a suitably smashy pose and turned to face the woman who'd addressed her. A small, sticky-looking child was watching Elodie suspiciously, clinging to its mother's hand.
Did they have any what now?
Splattertrons? What the flip were splattertrons?
Every week it felt like there was some new must-have toy, making large portions of Elodie's stock obsolete. She took a mad stab in the dark.
A Pokemon.
I understand it's a sort of water gun.
The woman looked down at her child.
Is that right, Dumpling?
The sticky child, known as Dumpling, rolled its eyes.
No,
it said, with disdain so solid you could lick it.
It's like a robot that turns into another robot, and if you touch the wrong bit, it squirts you out of its nose, but not always. And then you turn it back and it squirts you again, but from its bum.
The child's mother laughed.
As clear as mud, Jasper, thank you.
She looked at Elodie. Do you have them?
The buzz among the playground mums is that they're going to be the big seller for Christmas. Of course, that's a way off yet, but it's Jasper's birthday next month, and I was hoping I could get my hands on one before the rush.
Elodie tried to stop her panic showing.
The big seller?
But all the trade mags had said that merch from the latest Pixar film was what the kids were going to be nuts for this Christmas. She'd never even heard of splattos or whatever they were called. And now any stock was bound to be going for silly money. As if this Christmas wasn't going to be challenging enough for Martins with their regular Santa Claus. Well, with things being different.
Christmas. Oh, God, how Elodie hated Christmas.
She never had as many migraines as she did during the so-called most wonderful time of the year. Trademark.
No, she told the woman. But we're expecting a big shipment of those things very soon, so if you'd like to come back in a few weeks.
I'm afraid we're in rather a hurry. People will be starting their Christmas shopping soon, and I'd like to get my hands on one before things get manic.
Already they're completely sold out online. If you don't have any, I suppose I'll try my luck at that department store in town. She tugged the child's hand and they started to go.
We've got other robots,
Elodie called after them, slightly desperately. And Star Wars, Disney, Horrible Histories. Jasper shook his head.
Want splattertrons?
His mum shrugged apologetically.
Thank you anyway. We'll be back to see you at Christmas, of course. Jasper never misses your grotto.
She smiled at her son.
This is where you find the real McCoy, right, Dumpling?
Jasper nodded.
The other Santas are so fake news. You can pull their beards off. I pulled your Santa's beard and he just said, ow.
Tucking Santa's beard, eh? Lump of coal for Jasper. Elodie muttered as the bell above the door jangled to signal the pair's exit. Elodie abandoned her Marvel display and headed upstairs. In the back room, her grandad, looking as avuncular and Father Christmas-like as ever, with his ruddy cheeks and bushy white beard, despite his recent health problems, was seated beside her 17-year-old cousin, Summer, as they rehearsed for the grotto.
So thank you for your letter,
Pops was saying in his toneless, stilted new voice. It made Elodie's heart hurt to hear it, although she'd rather poke hot bananas in her eyes than ever let him know that. Saturday girl Summer was clearly relishing the role of tot meeting Santa. Her eyes widened behind her round glasses and she clasped her hands to her mouth.
Golly gosh and gee whiz,
she said, hamming for all she was worth.
Did you really, truly read my letter, Father Christmas?
Of course, I read all